It seems a couple of weeks ago I played Joe Dolan on Sounds Irish, and why not? They don't come any more Irish than Joe Dolan. Joe, if you're not quite aware of it, was for many years an icon on the cabaret scene here in Ireland before he went to God. Joe would pack venues wherever he appeared, and people would stand for hours to get in. And when Joe came on stage, well, he never stayed still for one brief second. He was always flying around and gyrating and rocking and rolling. And this is one of his big hits. And I know my good friend Rosaline is going to go weak at the knees when she hears Joe Dolan and It's You, It's You, It's You. I'm sure that many of our emigrants who left Ireland within the last 20, 25 years and will hear that particular track from Joe Dolan will feel very homesick, because he was a great entertainer, a very quiet man, very quiet spoken, but on stage, oh boy, did he move about. Joe Dolan, and It's You, It's You, It's You. And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
But a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the stream flowing down Cairn Glen. On a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Dublin, Killarney, or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Philomena Begley and a village in County Tyrone. Recently, I was sent an album by the High Kings, by a friend of mine who knows I'm a big fan of that group. Multi-talented group they are. Lads who sing ballads and sing some very good songs to boot. Here's a song that was on the album that appealed to me. I sort of half recognised it. It's, in this case, it's called A Keg of Brandy. It sounds very similar to the song Peggy Gordon, the lyrics, and also they've called it The Keg of Brandy, but I think I've heard it called Lovely Molly from County Clare. Take a listen to the High Kings and the Keg of Brandy, but you do have to listen to the lyrics, like all the tracks on Sounds Irish.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober. I'm constant roving from town to town. Ah, but I'm old now, my sporting's over. So Molly Estor, won't you lay me down? Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from County Clare. Clare. For the ripest apple is the soonest rotten, and the warmest love is the soonest cold, and a young man's fancies are soon forgotten. So beware, young maids, and don't make so bold. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. It's youth and folly make young men marry, and makes them tarry along the day. What can't be cured, love, must be endured, love. So farewell, darling, I'm going away. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. Just lay my head, a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare.
Tosiva Geistock, Sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Bollard. You're listening to Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bollard. Okay, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to change that mood right away. We're calling upon John Redmond, a fine accordion player, to play us a reel entitled The Eagle's Nest. The Now, for the life of me, I don't know why it ended like that. Very unusual. John Redmond and the Eagle's Nest. Doesn't say who was on the guitar either. Now, I know I played this track, if not last week, certainly the week before, but I've got a request this time from one of my Irish listeners, from Pat in Dublin, who says also that he's a regular listener to the programme. And could I play any Larry Cunningham track? Well, Pat, I have very little Larry Cunningham material, but I intend to put that to rights in the next couple of weeks. So I do hope, many thanks, by the way, for the email, I do hope that you enjoy Larry's interpretation of the Slaney Valley. The Slaney Valley, the River Slaney, is in County Wexford, as you get down towards the east, southeast of Ireland, a beautiful county. Listen to Larry Cunningham.
A storing bond when first we met, I can see the roses yet, and the light that lit your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, welcome as the flowers of May, as it did when first I whispered you come with me to store when the summer days are old and the rooks are winging homeward in the sky where the mountains rise away for a field of golden grain. We'll go home to Slaney Valley. For years you've been in my heart, it's rightful queen, ever loving, ever tender, ever true. On our hearts your smile did shine, letting all it glow upon, as it did when first I whispered back to you. You come with me to store when the summer days are old and the rooks are winging homeward in the sky where the mountains rise away o'er a field of golden grain. We'll go home to Slaney Valley.
Larry Cunningham telling us all about the Slaney Valley, and a couple of times during the song he says a storeen bawn, which is an Irish term of endearment, and the nearest English translation I can get to it is my little white treasure. Now a song that I only played a couple of weeks ago, but I've had a request to play it again. It's Anne-Marie O'Riordan and her version of Hard Times Come Again No More.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we are some sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. I'll deceive mirth and beauty and music bright and gay. Their frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song with sighs of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale, silent maiden who toils her life away with a warm heart to better days alone. Though her voice may be merry, she's sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again.
Over the last couple of weeks on Sounds Irish, I've been playing you tracks from a Sonny Knowles album that I got recently. Now, Sonny was an icon in the cabaret scene for many years here in Ireland. Very talented musician, played clarinet and saxophone, and sang remarkably well. And it was his singing, really, that Sonny was noted for. As I said earlier about Joe Dolan, when Sonny appeared in venues, well, they queued for hours before the show started. Here's Sonny singing a wonderful song entitled Look Around and You'll Find Me There.
I know that somewhere there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around and you'll find me there. As long as always there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around and you'll find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me there's enough love for us both to share. Someday you'll look for that someone who loves you. Until then I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me there's enough love for us both to share. Someday you look for that someone who needs you. Until then I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there.
Sonny Knowles and Look Around and You'll Find Me There. And we've reached the last track in the programme this week, a lively one from Richie Remo. And I go along with him. Let's raise our glass to absent friends.
Let's raise our hands to absent friends. For every road must end. You'll always be there in our hearts. Especially absent friends. The time has come. Say goodnight. For every road must end. For the ones who care, we're always there. Our very special friends. Let's say goodnight to those we love. And maybe share a tear. But before we close, let's think of those who can't be here. Let's raise our hands to absent friends. For every road must end. We'll always be there in our hearts. A special absent friends. As we go down the road of life, sometimes we race too fast. So let us cherish memories we hold inside our hearts, where those we love will always live and never to depart. Let's raise our hands to absent friends. For every road must end.
One of the greatest exponents of country and Irish there, that was Richie Remo and Let's Raise Our Hands to Absent Friends. That's the last one on the programme this week, my friends. It's been quite a mixed one, has it not? I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, or even if you haven't, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. It's everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, this is Joe Bollett saying, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you'll be given the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're doing it again next week, this is Joe Bollett saying, take care of yourselves and, of course, one another. Until next week, take care. God bless you. Travel safely. So on. Bye.